Yeah, man, welcome to another episode of the Be Limitless Today podcast. I am your host, Jarvis Cobb, and we are continuing our series on root work. And for those who don't know, root work is a practice of accountability and ownership, starting by creating change within yourself. So over the past couple of years, every spiritual video I've watched, every sermon, every motivational video I've watched, if I got a piece of information, if I got a quote, a nugget, a gem, something that made me look within myself to want to build and create change, I wrote it down on a sticky note. And as you can see, there's hundreds of sticky notes in here. And what I've been doing with this series is picking five at random and then speaking a little bit about what I may have been going through in my life when I wrote it, the message that I got from it, and some of the principles or practices I've put in place moving forward from that. So let's get started with the first. The enemy attacks at the passages, at the places of transition, from what you knew to what you don't know, from where you were to where you're going. The ambush is at the passage. It keeps you from moving forward. But what I got from this is, this was a spiritual talk. So when it's talking about the enemy, it was talking about Satan or talking about the devil. But any person on earth, the enemy could be your own thoughts, your self-consciousness of thinking that you don't have the tools, you don't have the strategies, you don't have the ability. It could be just low self-esteem that could jump in the way. It could be any of those thoughts, any of those negative things that starts to come into your head as soon as you are ready to make that next step. As soon as you get the not the confidence, but the conviction that I'm ready to move or I'm ready to go, all of a sudden, all of those thoughts come in immediately. Oh, what's going to happen next? Oh, if we go do that, then this might not happen, or that might not happen. If we ask this person for help, they're probably going to say no because they are busy taking care of all of these things. We start to create all these stories in our heads. Well, just with me, let me just talk about me. I'll start creating all of these stories in my head about what's going to happen, what person might not answer the phone, what they think about the last time I called, what I haven't done in the past, and going after this new thing. Am I putting myself in position to fail? Just all of these thoughts that the enemy is putting into your head to stop you from moving forward, when in actuality, you don't know what's going to happen. Anybody who's been through that situation, their story is probably going to be different than yours. So when you go and do the same thing they went and did, you are probably going to get a different outcome. But you will never know what that outcome is until you take a step towards it, until you take moves towards it, until you take a chance. Just go find, like one of my favorite sayings that I tell myself is, go find out for yourself. Don't believe nobody's word. Don't believe those negative thoughts in your own head. Just go find out for yourself. Whatever it is, whatever you want to do, take action towards it and then go find out what happens. You will do it or you're not, but you will get something out of the situation, regardless of how the situation goes. All right, number two. I don't have to find my calling. If I were to serve the purpose of the season that I'm in right now, my calling will find me. This one makes me think about not trying to chase what I think I should be doing. Getting stuck in the place of thinking I should be in certain rooms or on certain stages already, or at certain events, being a keynote speaker, being a top motivational speaker, being a sought out motivational brand already, working with brands and those type of things already. This is telling me to do the assignment that's placed in front of me right now. So if the assignment is a old high school friend comes and asks, "Hey Jarvis, can you speak to our team and get them motivated for the season?" That's the assignment I should go do. because doing that assignment will lead me to my next assignment. Having the focus that I need to be on stage, I need to be doing all of these big events, I need to be working with these big brands already, I should have a massive following online. That's not my assignment right now, and it keeps me from moving forward. Because now I'm constantly comparing myself and my position and where I am to what I see somebody else doing online, which might not even be true. Everybody don't put the real deal up about what they're doing or the struggles that they go through online. So I'm comparing what I think I should be at to somebody's best and highlight reel. So this is reminding me, do the thing that comes to you next. Do it, even if it's a small thing. If I think it's something super simple, do that simple thing, and that will continue to lead me to my next assignment. And if I just continue to work, continue to grow, continue to build, and continue to keep following God and following the things I'm praying about, I will get to that place one day. And when I get there, I'll be ready and equipped for it to where I can keep it. That's the big thing, is you can get there, but can you keep it once you get there? And if you skip levels, if you try to skip over stages and skip over lessons that you are supposed to learn during your journey, that might be a downfall when you get to that successful place that you have in your mind. So do the next thing. That's what I'm getting from this. All right, number three. What are we looking like, champ? If you spend your time blaming, you will miss the purpose for why you are in the situation you are in. This one tells me not to get so focused on what's happening. We get so locked in sometimes on what's coming at us, who's saying what, who's talking behind our backs, what downfalls or what immediate failures we might have gone through. We get so focused on that stuff to where we miss the lesson. I think I read something before. It was, there's always a message in the madness. So as you're going through something, there's always a message that you are supposed to get from that situation. Like when I coming up, I got evicted. I think when I was like 25, 26, got evicted, didn't have a car, didn't have anywhere to stay, went and stayed at my friend's house. He let me sleep on his floor for a year and a half. For a while there, I was so down on myself for losing the apartment. I was so down on myself for losing the car and losing my job and you know, being on the floor at my guy's house. But through that situation, I've learned to make sure I'm taking care of the things I am taking care of. Because back then, I was starting out acting, so I had these big dreams. I had booked a movie right away. It was an independent film. So I'm thinking I'm going to blow up. So I'm so focused on that to where I start to let the work slip. I start to stop looking for, you know, more opportunities to make more money. I'm thinking I'm just going to blow up in acting. So I need to put all of my focus, all of my energy right here and just make that happen. But I've learned through that situation is you have to be able to fund your dream. But you got to keep the job. You got to grow in the job and then work on your stuff outside of the job. If you're at a stage to where you can't take care of yourself and you are then putting other people in the position to take care of you as a grown man. So since that's the case, now I know there's bills I need to pay. I got to pay the mortgage. I got all this stuff I'm taking care of. Once all that is taken care of, you have some money to put towards the dream. Now I'm building the dream as I'm taking care of my responsibilities. I try to pride myself on not needing to have to go through the same mistake twice. So I've lived through the eviction. I've lived through trying to get by just on a dream and without doing the practical work every day to make that dream come true. So now I'm doing it from the other side. Do the work I need to do to take care of the responsibilities I need to take care of, but also continue to dream and continue to grow and build towards something that's going to put you in the position of your visions and of your dreams one day. I hope that helps somebody out there, man, because that was a big mistake for me in my 20s. And I didn't have a safety net. That was my friend's floor was that's what I had. So I bless him too. I love that man for that. That was Sean Richardson, by the way. Shout out to my guy. The way you escape could lead to greater captivity, because sometimes what you run to could end up running you. This one was a Pastor Stephen Furtick talk that he did, and it was about escapism. So it was when you have problems going on in your life, when you have difficult roads ahead, when you have something that you need to take care of, but you are using something to escape to. You know, it could be watching TV. It can be, you know, playing games, playing video games. It could be drinking. It could be women. It could be the nightlife. You know, it could be whatever you're using as an escape to get away from the things that you need to take care of. If you keep doing that, eventually those things will end up running you. Eventually, especially with something like alcohol, it's you start to depend on that just to function in your day. You start to any type of addiction, you start to depend on that vice within that addiction, because you feel you need that in order to make it through the next day. And his recommendation was to run to Christ, run to God about it. Whatever situation you got going on, whatever problems you're going through, go to him and have the frank conversation. It don't have to be you on your knees praying and doing the whole thing like that. It's, God, I'm struggling. Like, this is coming at me every day, and I know I shouldn't be doing this, but I still find myself doing it. And he was big on, even if you, like, pray while you pouring that drink. Pray while you're going to that place that you probably shouldn't be going to, and you know you shouldn't be going to, but you're going anyway. Talk to God on the way there. Let him work through you. Let him work on you and fix you. Because if you can fix yourself, then you wouldn't need a God. So use God as your outlet. And I've been real focused on that, of just trying to talk more frank. Because growing up, it was God is up here and we are down here, and we are always making mistakes, and we need to repent every Sunday and get saved all over again every Sunday. Like, that's just the way that's just the church I grew up in, how it was for us. So learning to change that conversation and having frank conversations with God, like, you know, this sucks. I don't like how this is going. These are the things that keep popping in my mind, and I don't want to do these things, but it's really difficult and I need some help with this. What should I do? What can I do? Use God as your escape. It's been working tremendously for me, especially in my marriage, because there's many, many a times I'd be wanting to say it, and that voice in my head say, you don't need to say that, because that's not going to fix the situation. It's going to make everything just worse. So if it's not a for real solution, man, don't just speak stuff just to speak it, because now you're just attacking. And that's been helping me lately with the any arguments or anything that I may have with my wife. It's just, don't say everything that comes to your mind, man. Just focus on the solution. Be solution based. I'm hoping that helps somebody. Use God as your escapism, and it might change. You might see some change. Not even might. You will see some change in the outcomes. All right, number five, man. We rolling today. I'm having a good time. All right, let's. Ooh, I ain't seen no pink one in a minute. Let's see what this one say.
The only path to true confidence is through confusion. The only path to true confidence is through confusion. So this one is basically saying, when you are starting out a new venture, business, want to learn a language, so want to start a new career, you want to get to another level of a career, you want to get a certification, you will gain confidence as you start to work through all the confusion. when you start out, everything is not going to make sense. Or, excuse me, nothing is going to make sense when you start out because you've never been on that level. So you don't know how that game is played. You don't know the rules of that level yet. You don't know any strategies or procedures that you should be putting in place to grow in that level yet. So everything starts as a confusion. I'm seeing it with my son as he starts to learn more and more words. He confuses some words sometimes. He leaves words out. He's only two, so he leaves words out of some of his sentences. He doesn't say the word properly. His name is Isaiah, but he says Isaiah, which is super cute. But his name is Isaiah, so we rock with it. We love it, but it's that confusion. As you are learning and growing and working through something, it's going to be confusing. But the more and more you do it, and as you start to learn all the pieces, then the confidence start to come in. Same way with IT. I came into IT. I had no IT background. I did not go to school for it. I don't have a degree in IT. I came in just off of the strength of having a relationship with somebody that was in the IT field, and they had an opening for a pretty much an intern level person. And he said I should apply. So I did. I came in, I knew nothing about computers really, just what my friend in college taught me. And it was confusing. The terminology is confusing because they use extra words for simple procedures. It's a lot of acronyms. I don't know why it's so many acronyms in IT, but everything is broken down to three letters or four letters, and it just sometimes does not make sense. But the more and more I've been in it, the more and more I'm realizing, oh, when they say that, then they just mean that there's going to be a window that pops up that says welcome. But they might use an intro banner, or they might use, you know, DCIM procedure is initiating. Oh, that's just a welcome banner that comes up and say, hey, welcome to the company. So as you go through stuff, just understand that it's going to be confusion right away. It's going to be, you're not going to understand it. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be frustrating. But the more and more you just keep doing it, the more you keep working at it and keep learning in it, the more confidence you will get and the better you will become at that thing. And that is a life lesson that everybody can take with them today, man. Don't get so down on yourself. You're not supposed to know it right away. It's going to come as you go. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Thank you for doing all this root work with me, man. We're going to keep on doing this root work thing for a little bit more. I'm enjoying it, and I'm hoping that you are getting something from it. So to close out, you know, we always say negative news is freely given. Positive news must be searched for. And if you can't find it, then you create it. So go create some positive news this week. I love you guys. Catch you in the next episode.